Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Welcome to everyone joining me today on the Every Woman Can Be Speaker Spotlight Radio Broadcast. I am Beth, CEO and founding advisor of Every Woman Can Be, and owner of CB Coaching and Consulting, offering leadership, financial, and life coaching, consulting, and so much more. Every Woman Can Be is a premier women's organization providing women with educational luncheons and events that focus on business matters, life, concerns, making connections, supporting each other, and giving back to our community. I invite you all for approximately the next 30 minutes to sit back, relax, eat your lunch, and if you are driving, please be hands-free. I would like to share with you a little bit about our guest today, LinkedIn experts Ira and Linda Bass with Connect to Success. Based in Charlotte, North Carolina, Connect to Success is a division of IB Media, LLC. IB Media, LLC is a company that provides media planning and buying services to ad agencies and marketers around the country. Connect to Success wasn't a planned venture. It started organically after Linda and Ira Bass used LinkedIn to secure several multi-million dollar accounts for the opportunity generator was being severely underutilized. They started Connect to Success to empower business professionals and companies with the tools to grow through the use of LinkedIn. Today, Connect to Success conducts LinkedIn workshops and offers personal training all over the U.S. and globally. Two happily married principals, Linda and Ira, are not only experts on all things LinkedIn, they're also both certified communication coaches, which makes working with them easy, engaging, and gasp, even fun. Inspired by their own LinkedIn success, their combined mission is to empower clients to pursue their professional goals using LinkedIn. I'd like to welcome to today's show Ira and Linda Bass. Ira and Linda, can you hear me? Seems like we are having a little bit of technical difficulty. Hold for one moment. Ira and Linda, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, can you hear us?
Yes,
hi,
we lost you for a moment.
Okay. Thank you so much for having us on today's show.
Yes, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. There is so much to learn and understand when we talk about LinkedIn, and it always interests me to know how one finds their passion. So, Ira and Linda, how did you all find educating business professionals on LinkedIn to be your professional passion?
Well, I'll tell you, it's an interesting story, real briefly. Back in 2007, up until 2007, I worked in the advertising agency world, but that was during the pre-recession, all of your listeners may recall. At that time, I lost my job, and I had to remake myself. So I created a position for myself where I was offering my services to organizations, corporations, other advertising agencies, but I never really wanted to be in business for myself. Well, through the fortunate opportunities I had of meeting other people, somebody introduced me to LinkedIn over lunch one day. And as a result of that, I went home that day and started to teach myself how to use it. And lo and behold, I was able to build my business from scratch using LinkedIn. I connected with new people. I connected with former colleagues and clients. And next thing I knew, I was building my business. Well, as I met more and more people, those people began to ask me questions about LinkedIn and how I'm using it, which then parlayed itself into an opportunity to donate my time to a couple of outsourced placement companies here in Charlotte, one of which is Charlotte Works today. During that time frame, for over 2 to 3 years, I was educating people who were out of work on how to use LinkedIn to get their next job and recognize the fact that LinkedIn was a marketing tool for them. It's not just a resume. Well, my business grew so much, not only by virtue of my use of LinkedIn and as well as educating other people who are out of work, but the business grew so much that I needed help. And so that's when Linda joined me to help manage the workload.
Yes, I was working in the nonprofit management world for many, many years, and I said, hire me. I'll work with you in the company. And when I joined Ira in the company, I realized that other companies and professionals would also be interested in learning how to grow their businesses using LinkedIn. And they actually would pay for our expertise. So we started offering workshops as well as working with executives one-on-one on how to utilize LinkedIn to grow their business, to find jobs, to find prospects. So now we've taken it to many levels, and we speak at conferences, and we create makeovers for executives of companies. We speak at universities. And we have really broadened that part of our business, and that's why we created this separate company called Connect to Success.
Fantastic. What a wonderful story, and how great to be able to work together. What fantastic opportunities.
It sure is. It absolutely is. It's very unique, and it's a learning process even in that whole realm of the business, is working with your spouse.
Absolutely. I'm sure it is. Well, I know you all are going to be at our luncheon next Thursday. And, of course, today's topic, we're going to give them a little taste of what they're going to get at the luncheon. But first of all, tell us in your own opinion, why is LinkedIn the number one social media vehicle that we use as business professionals?
Well, it's pretty simple, actually. If you look at the slew of social media platforms out there, they include Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest and Snapchat and Periscope and all these different names of different social media platforms. Fact of the matter is that all those are what we call hybrid platforms. They can both be personal and they can also be business. The only social media platform, it's actually not even right calling it a social media platform, is LinkedIn, because it is truly the only one dedicated 100% to business. It's an amazing platform, too, in that when I started working on LinkedIn, using it myself back in 2007, there were 15 million people on LinkedIn worldwide. Today, fast forward 9 years later, there are over 400 million members on LinkedIn, of which a new member is joining LinkedIn every 2 seconds. The thing that's cool about it, it's an incredible number. It really is. The growth is it's absolutely off the charts. The thing that's really interesting about it, though, for business professionals is that it represents and can be many different things to each one of them. It can be a thought leadership tool because you have the opportunity to publish there. It's a personal branding tool because it's truly your digital portfolio is represented by your profile. It's a prospecting tool. I used it myself as an example to grow my business by connecting with new people who I had no idea who they were and they didn't know who I was. It's great for collaborating. So once you make those connections, you continue beyond just a simple connection of working with people. And it's an overall marketing tool for companies. It actually can act as an extension to a company's website.
And statistics show that LinkedIn is 277% more effective for lead generation than Facebook and Twitter. And for job seekers, there are over 3 million jobs listed, and 94% of all recruiters utilize LinkedIn to find their top candidates. We work with recruiters, actually, and show them how to utilize LinkedIn. And they love it. It just makes their job so much easier, and it makes the job seeker's search much easier as well.
With Linda, with those stats, why would anyone use anything else? I mean, you just said it. The whole reason why we should all be utilizing LinkedIn every single day.
Absolutely.
Well, it's interesting that you asked me that question. I'm working with a man right now who's actually looking for a job, and he had no LinkedIn profile whatsoever. And he's been looking for a job for over a year. And now he has finally relented, and he has asked me to create a LinkedIn profile for him. And I think once his profile is up there, he's not going to have any problems finding a job.
There's another part of this, too, and that is, think about this for a second. We live in a digital world today, and when you're about ready to go into a meeting with somebody, or you come out of a meeting with someone, or you're going for a job interview, it's not unusual today for people to Google the name of those individuals. Well, when you do that, and if you have a LinkedIn profile, that search result will be rendered within the top 3 to 5 results. This gentleman did not have one. So he was putting himself in a position of not being found for opportunities when other people were trying to find out more about him. It's mind-boggling when you think about it today. There are organizations or governmental employees that are not permitted to be on social media, and it's a shame because their employers essentially are saying, we don't want you to ever leave the government, you know, because we're not allowing you to be on social media. It's really, really interesting dilemma that they have.
I would totally agree. That is interesting.
It really is.
Let me ask you this. So sometimes all of what we're talking about can be overwhelming for the average person. What would you recommend is if someone had never been on it, they didn't know about you all yet, because once they do, of course, they're going to want to use your services. But what would you say would be that first step in getting started for that average user?
Well, what I do is I speak with people and I ask them to think about what their goals are for utilizing LinkedIn, because everyone has different goals. Some people may be looking to grow their business. Some people may be looking for a job. And some people may just want to make strategic connections for possible prospects. So that's something that I think people have to think about first. What do they want to do with LinkedIn? They don't want to just create a profile and forget about it like a lot of people do. And
right.
then think about yourself and your story, because it's really important to tell your story on LinkedIn. The other thing that I would suggest is having a professional photo taken for your headshot in the appropriate industry attire, because there are many people who don't even have a headshot up there, and that would prevent people from connecting with them. And some people have headshots that are inappropriate and not very professional looking, and that really hurts their chances of making a strategic connection.
We've actually seen people put pictures of their wedding as the bride, truly the bride's picture, and that is her picture on her profile. Now, that picture might make sense for the person who works in the wedding industry.
Right, and if you pose with a dog, if you're a veterinarian or in that type of field, it would make sense. But otherwise, we have certain guidelines that we follow for the headshot photo.
A couple of things, too, to think about when they first get started is most people don't realize that their LinkedIn profile is searchable within our LinkedIn platform. So if they did, they would then have to recognize the fact that there are certain keywords and phrases that people are going to use when they're looking for you. So what are those keywords and phrases? Where do they belong on your profile? We can help with that. And here's another big thing, too. Everybody who's listening needs to remember that your LinkedIn profile is not your resume. I'll repeat, this is not your resume. You can easily upload your resume in a form of a PDF if that's what you so desire to your profile. But the fact of the matter is that this is what we call your digital portfolio. It really gives an in-depth view of you as the individual, as a professional, as a business person, and it allows you to do all kinds of things to further embellish your presentation of who you are on your profile.
Right. As Ira says many times, He wants people to be able to feel you when they read your profile, when they find out about you. It's more of like a three-dimensional view of you.
That's a great analogy. I totally agree. And as a matter of fact, I know Ira actually guided me through that several years ago on, you know, the profile picture that I had up there, and gave me advice and kind of steered me in the right direction. It's made a tremendous difference in my connections on LinkedIn. And as a matter of fact, the email that I sent out this morning, y'all talk about wedding photo and so forth. The caption of the email I sent out to allow people to register for the luncheon next Thursday was, no husbands, no dogs, and no babies. I know that some listeners that we have on today's broadcast, Ira and Linda, they might just be starting out as entrepreneurs in business. When would you say is the right time for them actually to engage and start using LinkedIn?
Well, I would suggest starting their profile as soon as possible so you can begin growing your connections, because your success on LinkedIn is really dependent on you having as many connections as you can, as well as joining groups within LinkedIn. And it also gives you an opportunity to present your new business venture and then to lead them to your website, because you're going to mention your website throughout your LinkedIn profile and your contact information. So here you are, another chance for someone to find you when they're trying to find someone in your business.
Yeah, I mean, think about this for a second. There's this saying that says, if you build it, they will come. The fact of the matter is that they won't just come. That's a real misnomer for people who open up storefronts or any kind of business, that they figure, well, this is my passion. This is something I've always wanted to do all my life. I'll open my doors, and all of a sudden, my clients will come flooding in. I don't think that happens that much anymore today, but there are some people out there that believe that. So it's the marketing of your organization. And as far as we're concerned, LinkedIn should be one of the key elements to marketing yourself and your organization. Remember, this is a business-to-business platform. It's not necessarily right for people who are a business-to-consumer product or service. So you be careful this a little bit. But we say right away, because here's the bottom line. You want to gain new prospects and clients with the moment you open your door. Otherwise, you're not going to keep your door open very long. You also want to create an overall general awareness of who you are. And the fact that you're on there gives people insight. We said earlier, Google the person's name or somebody's looking for a service of your type. That will come up. And then finally, the whole notion of connecting with your former colleagues and clients. Well, if you do that and you let them know what you're doing now, all of a sudden, they will become much more aware of that and be in a position of either securing your services or recommending it to other people.
And I just wanted to mention one other thing. Ira and I don't always agree 100%, even though LinkedIn, can you believe that? Even though LinkedIn is business to business, I still think that it's important for those who market to consumers that they present themselves professionally on LinkedIn as well, because somebody might be in network marketing and have a product that they present to people, or it may even be someone in the medical industry. Let's say you want to look up your doctor on LinkedIn. Or someone that does a service in your house. I just would feel so much better if I was able to find out a little bit more about that person on LinkedIn, know what their interests are, know what their community service is, know what they do and what their interests are. It just makes me feel better to know a little bit more about them than just a website.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Let me ask you all this. What would you say are the top three common mistakes you all see that LinkedIn users do?
Well, we've kind of touched on it a little bit, but it's worth emphasizing that unprofessional, what we call Facebook picture on LinkedIn.
Okay.
We see that a lot, and people just don't take the time. They don't think about it, that first impressions are the most important, and you never get a chance at another first impression. The other thing is, and again, we've touched on this as well, is that LinkedIn, when people are first signing up for their account, LinkedIn will suggest to them that they upload their resumes and then populate your profile for you, and people think, well, that's great, I don't have to do anything else. That's not the case at all. First of all, we don't suggest that you do that. But more importantly, if you do that, then it definitely needs to be modified. People just think, well, I have a profile, and that's the end of the discussion. It just doesn't work that way. You have to be active on the platform.
Right. And then the other mistake that a lot of people make is talking about themselves in third person. It's really not very engaging. So we suggest when you're writing your summary and also your descriptions as far as your positions, write it in first person. And it really makes a person feel like they can connect with you better that way.
Fantastic. Well, you all have given us a lot of information on why it's important for every woman and every business professional to be on a LinkedIn user. And let me ask you this in closing, because believe it or not, we're getting close to being out of time. This goes so quick, and I've really enjoyed this. Share with our listeners one thing that they could do to take action today, besides registering to, of course, see you all in person next Thursday at our luncheon, which, of course, they'll have the opportunity to do in a moment. But what's one takeaway that they can get from our show today?
What I suggest is to take a look at your competition and other professionals in your industry. Look at their LinkedIn profiles and see what you're up against. It's a great way to gain ideas. You know, why reinvent the wheel when somebody else may have some good ideas as well? And then you may have better ideas than your competition. So that's great. You may see that your competition have terrible LinkedIn profiles and yours can be fabulous.
Fantastic information. Thank you, Linda and Ira, for joining me on today's broadcast. I'm sure some of our listeners would like to know, of course, more about you all, your company, and your services. Will you share how they can get in contact with you?
Absolutely. They can go to our website. It is www.connecttosuccess.biz. Or, of course, you can connect with us on LinkedIn. That's the best way to find out about it.
Yes, and tell us that you listen to this podcast.
Absolutely.
We'd love to know that.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, thank you again, Ira and Linda, for being my guests on today's Every Woman Can Be Speaker Spotlight radio broadcast. I know our listeners will want to meet you and learn more about you and about LinkedIn at our Taste of LinkedIn luncheon, Thursday, March 17th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Maggiana's Little Italy in South Park. And it's real easy to register. Simply visit our website at www.everywomancanbe.com. Again, our website is www.everywomancanbe.com. And after you register for the luncheon, check out some of our upcoming events and visit our Education Nook for 24/7 educational opportunities. Excitement is in the air at Every Woman Can Be, and we are seeking chapter ambassadors that want to make a difference in the lives of ladies outside of the Charlotte area. Visit our website, again, at everywomancanbe.com, and learn more about how to become a chapter ambassador by clicking on the Start a Chapter tab. We look forward to receiving your application. There's always something for you to enjoy and some way for you to get involved at Every Woman Can Be. I want to thank our listeners today for spending time with us. This is Babette Cobble reminding you that you are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Until next time, make it a great day.